Hi, this is Dr. Wayne Dyer, and I'm inviting you to join myself and Eckhart Tolle in this program that we put together in Hawaii, where we discuss a wide variety of subjects, including who we are and what we can do about our lives. But the most important thing that we discuss is this idea of what it means to be living at an extraordinary level of consciousness. Most of us are raised to believe that we are ordinary, that we can just get along, that we sort of just fit in and get to the end of our life and say that we were average, we fit in. This is about going way beyond average, going way beyond ordinary, and into living at an extraordinary level of consciousness. Myself and Eckhart Tolle, a man who I love very much, and I think you'll see that come out in this program, where we have a lot of fun, and yet we're able to also talk seriously about some very profound ways to change our world. And changing it means recognizing our own divinity and our own extraordinary levels of consciousness. Enjoy the program.
I first became aware of your teachings when I was living in London, and a friend of mine gave me a book. She worked in a bookstore, the famous Watkins bookstore in London, the oldest metaphysical bookstore in the world, and she gave me a novel, and the author was Wayne Dyer. It was in the 80s, and it was a novel about a woman from outer space who came to the planet to give spiritual teachings.
Right. Her name was Icus. It was actually, my daughter was born that year, and it was her name spelled backwards, Sky, E-Y-K-I-S. And it was about someone who visited another world where it was exact duplicate of Earth, except that the people there were neurotic like we are here, except they were neurotic there because there was a reason to be. When this visitor first checked into the hotel, he turned on the television set and someone gave the news, and then they gave the weather, and they gave the sports, and then they gave the anxiety attack report. The likelihood of anxiety attacking over the weekend, it was coming in high, it was coming in fast over the mountains. You want to get out your Xanax and your NOPAIN and your tranquilizers, because it's going to be heavy doses of anxiety, because here on Uranus, which is the title of the place that they went, anxiety really attacks. And Icus comes to Earth, and she's looking at all these people saying they're having anxiety attacks, but there's no anxiety and it doesn't attack. The original title of that book was going to be called, If You Want to Be Happy, Get Your Head Out of Uranus. But it turned out to be a little bit more serious. And we're actually we're making a movie of that
book. Oh,
it's the only fiction thing I've ever undertaken.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Reminds me a little bit of Aldous Huxley wrote a novel called Island, which is about a fictitious island. Somebody gets shipwrecked on this island, where he begins to realize the natives live consciously and in awareness. And even the parrots in the trees have been trained to remind people to be conscious. So they say things like, attention, attention, meaning be present. Mm-hmm. Be there, one could say, be there as the witnessing presence of your mind. So, if you haven't read it yet, you might enjoy that. And is your book